Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back. 27 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's from the Wayback Machine, Bob McTeer. You remember that one, don't you? Bob, you hear me?
I'm sorry, yeah.
I said that's from the Wayback Machine. You remember that song?
I play it all the time.
Yeah. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. He and I are both from the Wayback Machine. He's a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org, and CNBC contributor, former president, Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which is meeting today. So he's forgotten more about the Fed than most people will ever know. The Lonesome Dove, Lawrence Kudlow called him back in the day. Bob, there's quite a bit of vociferous intention in Congress these days by some to abolish the Fed, to literally shut it down and stop its influence on our monetary policy in America. What do you think about their plan and about their ideas and about what would happen if they were successful?
Yeah, well, Ron Paul wrote a book titled "In the Fed."
Right.
I think most of the people.
Congressman Ron Paul, the father of Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky.
Exactly, and yeah. Libertarian presidential candidate, mm-hmm. and then a Republican candidate, but mm-hmm. still a libertarian. Most of the people that are anti-Fed in Congress these days don't want to go that far, but they want to eviscerate it, I'd say. Mm-hmm. One of the strangest things that happened was when we went into the financial crisis in 2008, it's my opinion, and I think it's shared by a lot of people, that the Fed saved our cookies, that they kept us from going into mm-hmm. a second Great Depression. And somehow or another, the fact that they had the power to do that offended some people in Congress.
Yeah.
And in Dodd-Frank, they took away that power to lend to any kind of entity under exigent circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Because the Fed put the window, what'd you call it?
The discount
window. You made the discounted window available. In fact, some banks changed their charter overnight almost so they could take advantage of the discount window.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley.
Yeah.
And AIG was not a bank. Anyway, the vehicle they have now is, it sounds innocuous, it's audit the Fed. Well, the mm-hmm. Fed's already audited. What they want to do is audit the decision-making, monetary policy decision-making, mm-hmm. get Congress involved in that. They're doing such a good job on fiscal policy that they want monetary policy, too.
Sarcasm, folks, in case you missed that. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, that's about it. I mean, the Fed is the envy of the world.
It's the central bank of the world, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and other central banks, the Bank of Japan, the Bank of England, the ECB, are all following mm-hmm. Belatedly some of the steps the Fed took a few years ago.
I remember in the 90s, Bob, when the Fed was the central bank of the world, because it wasn't even an ECB.
Yeah, well, you had your individual Bundesbank, Bank of France, Bank of Italy, and so forth. Yeah, the ECB... got a big load to tote right now.
Yeah.
They messed up in 2011. They thought the thing was over, and they started tightening monetary policy, and it set them back. And Europe's on the verge of a triple-dip recession right
mm-hmm.
now. And they're also right at deflation. And they've got negative interest rates all over Europe now on the short end of the curve.
But we talked earlier about whether the Fed would raise rates. Wouldn't the Fed raising rates in America exacerbate that problem over there?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make moving money out of Europe into America more attractive?
It's already pretty attractive.
I know, but wouldn't it increase that? And isn't that another reason not to raise rates right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's sufficient for them not to, but it's an argument in your stack of arguments.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, you know me, I'm always... Would I be a dove or a hawk if I want to keep race down, Bob?
You'd be a dove.
I'd be a dove like you, because that's what you did. Yeah,
yeah. I detect a little change, Jim. You know, go back a year or so, and you were much more hawkish. You know? I think you're enjoying the stock market rise.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon, and we always love having you here. We appreciate it. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and as I told you earlier in the hour, not considered to be a national treasure. His perspective, his commentary, his analysis is unique and very valuable to me, especially, and I know it is to you, too. We appreciate him very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.